This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Today's broadcast probably be a little bit terrifying. I'm going to share some information with you about the coronavirus and some of the fallout, some of the collateral damage. I don't know if any other broadcast has given more coverage to the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, than this particular one, USA Prepares. And it's probably because we can see what's coming. There's no doubt in my mind that this is huge, or maybe as President Trump would say, huge. That it can impact so many people. And the thing that's stunning to me is that so many Americans are just shrugging their shoulders, saying, you know, well, I don't know. What can you do? What's the use? Why bother? Why think about it? I'm talking about all walks of life. I'm talking about people I talk to that I've never met before. I'm talking about what I see in the stores and the supermarkets. People who jump on aluminum tubes with wings. And then the people who I don't know and haven't met who are trapped on these cruise ships. And they can't get off. We're going to talk about some of this today with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, and if you are on topic, you don't have to hesitate. We welcome your calls. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line while we are live, 712-770-9418. I'm sure you note the serious tone of my voice today. It's very serious, and some of you may be terrified with what you hear. We are not fear-mongers. We are not trying to broadcast sensationalism. We're just telling you the truth, the things that your neighbors haven't thought about. It's your neighbors who may get you sick because of their carelessness and their recklessness. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I can hear you, the probably tone of your voice.
Probably better than a lot of other people. After all that, probably a lot better than a lot of other people who don't know what's coming down the track.
Right. Gwyneth, as someone who has studied science and the body and pathogens, would you say that this is as serious as can be, or are we embellishing how serious this coronavirus is?
Okay, on a worst case scenario level, where what you would see in something like Stephen King's The Stand would be a number 10, and where a common regular outbreak of a common cold would be a 1, I would say this would be a 7 or an 8. probably an 8. So it's pretty bad. And it's not quite up there with the stand, but that's only because it doesn't seem to be as spacious, you know. That's it. But in a lot of ways, it's a lot worse because what you see, I'm just assuming out here that everybody has watched the stand, okay? If there's somebody who has not watched the stand, you can email me at guineeith@gmail.com and I will email you back a link to where there is a copy of the stand online and you can watch it online, okay, which I found, which was very handy. And, but, you know, it's I can't give that link out on air, okay, for obvious reasons. But, yeah, I happened to stumble across it in the course of our research. And, yeah, so if anybody out there is wanting to know what we're talking about, then, you know, do get in touch with me. Yeah, by whatever means, you can get it on DVD. You can probably download it on Netflix or whatever. But The Stand is a documentary. I really believe that, about the absolute worst-case scenario, which this still could, pardon the pun, mutate into. If this thing mutates, okay, then you probably would be facing something like the stand the next time around, and due to the high mutation rates of the coronavirus, well, that's not entirely out of the question, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yes, and class, it's called The, T-H-E, next word, Stand, S-T-A-N-D. And The Stand is a post-apocalyptic horror fantasy novel written by Stephen King. He's an American author. And it is a detailed vision of the total breakdown of society after an accidental release of a strain of influenza. It's been modified for biological warfare, and it caused a pandemic, killing over 99% of the world's population. It was published in 1978. In 1994, The Stand was made into a miniseries, and it shows you what happens. The plague is released, and it shows what happens after that. The human interaction, the trust, the distrust. Evil and good are brought into it, but if you peel off some of the devil, if you will, from The Stand TV series, that is, I believe, what we are facing. And it used to be called influenza, to make it seem, you know, more like just a cough and a cold and just, it's called the flu. That's what we call it today. But in 1918, there was the Spanish influenza. 500 million were affected. 500 million people. More than the population of the United States. Multiple times the population of the United States in 1918. There are 330 million, roughly, in the United States today. That's our population. Well, the Spanish influenza of 1918 lasted a couple of years, and it killed 50 million people. The equivalent of, oh, maybe 11 times the population of New York City. It killed them worldwide. It was horrible. And what we're looking at is a repeat of that at some level. It can be more or it can be less. Right now, Right now, there are over 400 million people in China under quarantine. 400 million. And it has been reported by the news that this could infect 60% of the world's population. 60%. And we don't know the exact death rate percentage, but let's say it's as intended, around 40 to 50%. Think about that. The smell alone will choke a horse of the rotting and dead. The Chinese right now are beating pets, dogs, to death with sticks and poles and pipes to kill them. If they see one walking around a neighborhood, they're killing dogs right now. Not for the traditional food purpose that they use dogs for, but to keep them from spreading the coronavirus. Right now, there are cruise ships afloat, and they will not, they're not allowed to come to port because of the influenza. And here's, and imagine this. Imagine a person so stupid to get on a cruise ship, to go nowhere, to just sail around and waste the world's resources and dump the trash and poop and pee into the ocean and use all that fuel and pay for it and live in a little tiny room the size of a bathroom and be trapped on that ship because someone or a few someones have the virus. Can you imagine being trapped on the ocean, on a ship, where people are infected with a deadly influenza, and you can't get off, and you think, gosh, I'm going to get it too, because I'm trapped here. I can't get away from it. That's how stupid people are. In the past, people have said, oh, Finn, you and your wife, you know, you need to go on a cruise. That's what, oh, it's so relaxing. Do you think those people who are trapped on that little tiny island called a ship, a cruise ship, do you think that they're relaxing? Gwyneth, have I embellished or am I saying it the way it really is?
Actually, it's probably worse than what you're saying with the cruise ship, because they've done everything wrong there. Okay, with a ship, they had a traditional set of rules that went back hundreds and hundreds of years of how you treat a plague ship, okay, which is the situation that we're on here. And this is how you treat a plague ship traditionally, okay. You moor that plague ship out in the middle of the bay somewhere. You do not, absolutely do not bring it into dock. If there is somebody sick on the ship, they stay on the ship, they die on the ship, and then you throw their body overboard for the fish to eat. Okay? That is what you do with a plague ship. That is not what they're doing with these cruise liners. Okay? There's no limit on the quarantine.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you wanted to find The Stand, and you can email her at Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at gmail.com, and she'll send you a link to get to The Stand. We have a copy here at the farm. Our son happened to be at a store that couldn't wait to get rid of it, and there are a whole bunch of Stephen King books that have been made into videos, series. And I think like four or five or six of them on a DVD set that was $4, $3.99 plus tax. And Mrs. Finelli and I have been rewatching The Stand. And if you link what is happening now with the coronavirus in China, actually all across the world, with what they show on The Stand, you'll get a feel for what this is all about. And it should wake you up. One of the things
it's
that was
different, actually.
Right, right. One of the things that I find disconcerting, at the least, is I challenged our broadcast classroom to run a fire drill. Well, I've been doing this for 8 years now, and I did it recently. Probably a month ago on the radio, and I said Friday night. That's the drill. You're going to get to see what the grid down is like. So you just go to your electrical panel and you shut off all the breakers except for the ones that may support life medical support, you know, those kinds of things. He put tape across your refrigerator handles if you have one. He put tape across the toilet flush handle if you have one. He put tape across the kitchen sink faucets if you have one, to remind you that there's no water. There's no water to refill the toilet if you flush it. There's no refrigeration because the grid's down. And I don't want you to shut off the, you know, the refrigeration circuit breaker because food may tend to spoil more quickly. But the idea is you don't go in the refrigerator because it's not working. You simulate that. And you simulate a grid down situation. And you start it at 6 o'clock at night on a Friday night. And it's over at 9 o'clock. No cell phones. You don't get to look at your cell phone because it's, the grid's down in the simulation. And I said, give us a call and tell us what it was like. Tell us what you learned. Sit around the kitchen table with your family, you know, you know what's going to happen because you're going to do it at 6 o'clock, you know, after you come home from work on Friday. And it's only going to last 3 hours, just 3 hours. You know when it's over. And actually, if you can't stand it, you'll turn the electricity back on at your circuit panel, your breaker panel, your fuse panel. And I challenged the class, and I said, I don't think anybody's going to call and tell us how it went. Nobody called to tell us how it went. It's too hard. And it's really frustrating and disconcerting to me. So how can we help people who don't want to help themselves? And I've met people who are diabetic. I was talking with a few of our instructors off the air yesterday. And I said, here are people who are fat. They're diabetic. They're testing their blood every day for glucose. They are injecting themselves with insulin. And it's type 2 diabetes. But they like bread and sweets and candy so much, they continue to do that. And they know that people get their toes snipped off, their ankles snipped off, their legs snipped off, you know, from the results of diabetes. But they know it. And they won't stop eating the foods that are killing them. So how can you expect someone who can't even stop eating themselves to death to survive something like what we're facing? You can't. And are you going to help them? Are you going to use your resources to help them? Are you going to use your time to help them when in the good days they won't even pay attention? They won't stop smoking? I'm talking about smokers. No, you know, only other people die from cancer, lung cancer. Now, smoking, I'm going to quit soon, right? Gwyneth, do you see this too, where people just, it's in their face, it's right in front of them, and yet they don't pay attention, and they won't do any proactive measures to make their lives better and longer? Have you seen that in Australia as well?
I think it's everywhere. I'd like to discuss this some more after the break, because I ran into this problem when we were at the supermarket the last time, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about the coronavirus. And Arkansas Senator Cotton wants to know if the conspiracy theories are correct and that this is a man-made bioweapon. That's a senator from Arkansas. Here's the headline. Senator Cotton demands Beijing prove coronavirus isn't a bioweapon. as another conspiracy theory goes mainstream. So who are the ones ringing the bell? Well, that would be the independent media, those of us on Genesis Communications Network and Republic Broadcasting and Rents. Gwyneth, you were talking about what your experience has been in a supermarket in on your island.
Okay. Okay. What happened was I was at, here in Australia, we still have Woolworths supermarket, but I don't know if they still have them in America. But anyway, I was at the Woolworths supermarket in Bendigo, one of them. There's a number of them. But I had my shopping trolley loaded up with staples. So when I talk about staples, I talk about there's what we call a porridge around here, which you would call oatmeal. Okay, that's a staple. Potatoes are a staple. Carrots are a staple. And pasta is a staple. And stock powder is a staple. We discussed this last week, so if anyone wants to go into detail about this sort of thing, then go and listen to last week's broadcast on the Ron Gibson archive or on the GCN archive. Anyway, my shopping trolley was loaded up with these sorts of staple foods, and I spent about $200 on these sorts of staple foods. Oh, yes, and milk powder. And but we have a breakfast cereal here called Weet-Bix, which is it's a biscuit which is made of 99% wheat, okay? And it's got about 1% salt in it, that's to help preserve it. But that is a really, really healthy breakfast. And, you know, maybe not so good if you're not inclined to eat wheat, but it's nourishing, it's simple, it's quick to prepare, and you basically you put the number of wheat bits that you normally eat in a bowl, and you pour milk over them. And you can add, you know, jam or jelly or slices of fruit or something like that on the top, or you can just eat it as is. So anyway, I had boxes and boxes of wheat bits as well. And these are the sorts of food, because wheat bix will keep almost forever, okay? It's a dry breakfast cereal. You can eat it quickly in the morning and then get out to your daily tasks. And most of the breakfast cereals out there are absolutely full of crud, artificial sweeteners, colours, flavours, sugar, etc. And it will probably make you sick if you eat those sorts of breakfast cereals long term. But Weet-Bix is a good one. And porridge oatmeal is a good one. It takes a bit longer to prepare, but you won't starve as long as you have Weet-Bix and porridge in the house, and as long as you have a vegetable garden and pasta, stock powder, and yeah, that sort of thing. And I've been flat out the last little while planting our garden in potatoes, okay? And we are heading into autumn here, so which is fall in the United States, just like you're heading into your spring. But I'm thinking, well, even if the potatoes that I've planted don't give a full crop, they'll produce enough potato for them to take off in, you know, later on in the year, and we will get a crop, you know, towards the autumn. And then, you know, when the tops die off, and then the other ones, even if they're not quite ready to harvest, they'll die down, and then when the frost goes away, they'll reshoot, because that's what potatoes do. I don't know if anyone knew that, but the roots under the ground that swell, that's actually their seeds. That's what they grow from year after year. And if you are not particularly thorough with digging through your potato patch, and if you leave a few of the potatoes in there, especially the small ones, they'll grow the next year. They're the easiest crop in the world to grow. Does that make sense, Vincent? Anyway, the lady in the supermarket, I asked her, are there lots of people coming through stocking up on these sorts of staples? Because I'm doing this because of the coronavirus, and I live out in the countryside and may not be able to get into town for a month. And she said, no, you're the first one. And Bendigo is a town of about 120,000 people. So this is a full-on supermarket. This is it's not quite Walmart size because we don't really have Walmart size supermarkets here. But it would be the size of a decent sized Sam's Club. Does that make sense, Vincent? And she said, you're the first one who's come through with a load of staple food saying, I'm stocking up on staples because of the coronavirus. I said, well, what about people just stocking up on staples? And she said, no. Nobody's come through with this trolley and trolley and trolley load of staples. Isn't that amazing, Vincent? No one. And she would
well,
see hundreds of people a day.
I have asked...
No one.
I have asked... other instructors off the air. I talk to them all the time. And I've asked them if they've seen any evidence, any signs of people stocking up on anything, whether it be beans in a can, baked beans that are ready to eat with just a can opener. You can eat them cold. Whether it be toilet paper. Anything. Nobody's buying more than one of anything. And, if they're buying a can, literally, they're looking at, do I want this can or that can? It's not, well, let me get both. They're shopping for price. They're broke. And yet, it's staring them right in the face that this is heading our way. It's already here. It's in many states in the United States. It's in Australia. It's all over the world right now. Canada, Europe, Asia, and it's believed that right now that the life expectancy of the virus on some materials may be as long as 42 days. I think I said that wrong. That you can be, you can be asymptomatic for 42 days. Asymptomatic. So you can carry it around with you, no sign of being infected, and spread it to others for 42 days.
That's the truly terrifying thing, is the
absolutely.
Long incubation period. That means you've got no chance of containing it ever.
Correct. And, here's what it says. Let me get to the top of this article. Wouldn't you know it, my computer's acting up because we're over the target. Okay, I think I can get it to move a little bit. I'll read this. Okay, as soon as the screen refreshes, I can tell you what it says, if it refreshes. And I'm using Linux. I don't normally have problems with Linux. Okay, scientists discover coronavirus has an incubation period of up to 24 days and can survive for 9 days on a smooth surface. Repeat. Scientists discover coronavirus has an incubation period of up to 24 days and can survive for 9 days on a smooth surface. That's a really long time. On a smooth surface. People are terrified that this is spreading and it cannot be stopped. That's where we are. I don't know how to stop it. It's already out. The flights have already landed. There are people who were infected who hopped on airplanes. They've already done it. They've already spread it throughout the entire world. If you looked at a map, I've seen a map that shows, a flat map of the world. And it shows red lines of flights that have happened before the lockdown in China. So about 60,000 people took off And they went everywhere. Everywhere. Every place you can imagine. And you can see these lines all over the map that show where they've been. And so, if you're listening to this broadcast, it's probably near you. Absolutely terrifying. And yet, I don't know anyone who has panicked, you know, or shown the signs of, you know what, we better get our, you know, whatever it is that we need to top off, we need to top off. And it says here that there are concerns about the global spread of coronavirus with a new map showing the predicted movements of the 60,000 Wuhan residents who fled the Chinese city before it went into lockdown. I saw the map. It's everywhere. All over the world. And yet, there are people who are on the ships, the four ships that are quarantined, and they can't get off. And they're terrified. Can you imagine having, being in good health, getting on a ship, finding out that you are quarantined on a ship, and you can't get off, and you're eating the food that's prepared by people who have been exposed, and the person next to you is exposed? Right. Actually, all of you have been exposed.
You know what? There is actually one way to get off one of these ships.
Mm-hmm.
That has the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to come down with symptoms. Then they'll get you off the ship real fast. And that's absolutely what you should not do. If you have a flagship, you should keep the ship moored out in the middle of the harbor. Okay? And preferably out in the middle, offshore, you know, like 2 nautical miles out or whatever. You should not even really allow it into the harbour because, you know, then you've got a confined water supply in the harbour. So, but anyway, you should keep it offshore. You should keep the ship offshore, and you should let the disease run its way through the ship. And as the people die, you should throw their bodies overboard. Okay? Should do. That's what people have been doing with flagships for hundreds of years.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about the plague class, and if you happen to call in, Jason will get to your call. Just let it continue ringing. Stay on the line. I see that the call screen is lit up, so we will get to you, and I'll put you on the air. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, so you and I and none of our instructors, not one of us has seen a concern of people buying supplies for their own survival. We haven't seen it. I have a list. Rich Sheban and Steve Elkins have sent me articles, and of course, I read them and pay attention to them and do my own research as well, and you do yours. But I have a list of things that, if you would like, I will read some of these, and it will terrify you as to what could happen as a result of the factories continuing to shut down in China. Already, the Chinese exports are down 23% in 2 weeks. We've already reported that. The items that are on this list will make you wet your pants, class. I'm not kidding. And it's brought to you by the ilk of, let's say, previous administrations who've said things like, we don't need incandescent light bulbs. So if you want to raise little chicks for eggs to have chickens, and you need a heat source to keep those little chicks alive, we used to use incandescent light bulbs. Well, we don't make them in the United States anymore. We make specialty bulbs, but very few of them. And so all of those common, inexpensive, $5 for $1, $4 for $1 incandescent light bulbs that you used to see at the dollar store, well, they're gone. And that's been brought to you by previous administrations. Because we need Chinese bulbs. And so when you look at those LED bulbs that you have in your cars, and you look at those LED bulbs that you just couldn't wait to install in your house because they use less electricity, They come from China. And if you think that they are going to last as long as they claim, I'm here to tell you that's not true. The failure rate is quite high. Your expectations are great. You're thinking they're going to last 7+ years. It's absolutely not true in many cases, at least here on the farm. We've had these Chinese manufactured LED can replacement or retrofits. So if you have those recessed lights in your ceiling and you put in these nice looking LED replacements that use maybe 1/5 the electricity of the incandescent bulb, in our case, we have found that they've fallen down. Now, they were installed properly. They use these little tiny screws in this substandard plastic, and the screws aren't long enough to hold the assembly together. It breaks on its own and falls down. And if you have a tall ceiling, you can get a lump on your head from one of these retrofit lights falling down. They've fallen down in our house. You need to glue them together before you put them up. Yes. Yes.
I'm back.
Great. Great. What I'm saying is that things come from China. Most everything comes from China. And I have a list if you'd like
That's
me to share that, or what would you like to continue with, Gwyneth, about this very serious topic?
Okay, I would like to keep talking about the cruise ship and explain myself, because there's probably some people out there who are kind of horrified at my heartlessness, okay? Because what I'm saying is the exact opposite of what everybody else is saying, okay? I need to tell all of the class that the coronavirus doesn't care about your feelings, okay? And you have had people who have been infected with the coronavirus allowed on shore at Yokohama. And the photos of them on gurneys being taken off the ship and put into ambulances and taken somewhere in Yokohama has been all over the internet. That is exactly what you should not do. Okay? Because if you do that, you are turning that cruise ship into a virus farm. And if you leave that cruise ship moored offshore, okay, and let the virus burn itself out, you'll save the port and you'll save the country. You'll save that cruise ship from becoming an infection point into the country. And this has been understood for hundreds and hundreds of years. This has been maritime law for hundreds and hundreds of years, but somehow now that's being thrown out the window because of people, as far as I can tell, because of people's feelings. Because people are now so gutless, they say, oh, but that's not humane to just, you know, keep everybody on the ship.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
We'll talk more about that.
The coronavirus doesn't care about people's humanity.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs, and David is on hold in Illinois. David, we'll put you on the air when we come back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.